Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, right now, can you stand to your feet? And just enter in right now. Come on, just open up your mouth and begin to enter into his presence. I'm a living witness of what worship can do for somebody. Come on, that's it. Just open up your mouth and just love him right now. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. That's it. Come on, come on. Worship him tonight. I need some worshipers in here. That's it. Come on. I need some worshipers in here tonight. In spite of everything that I've been through, in spite of every test, of every trial, been stripped, been lied on, been cheated on, been broke, I'm still here. Come on, come on, come on. Enter in. Come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Hasharoboko shataya. We enter in, we enter in. Come on, I need some people who know how to worship him. We enter in, and we receive, your joy. Tonight, we enter in, oh yeah, we enter in, we enter in, we come into your gates with thanksgiving tonight, we enter into your courts with praise, Lord. We come to bless your holy name, Lord. Come on, somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on, come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Yes! Oh, somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on. We enter in tonight. Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on, come on. We didn't come to play church. We didn't come here to look at nobody. We come here to bless the name of Jesus. We enter in. We enter in. Oh, we enter in. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. The price for me, yes you did, Lord, way back on Calvary. That's why I praise you, Lord. I'm not gonna lift you up, yes I will. I magnify your name, Lord. to praise him. There's a whole lot of people said I'd never make it. Judicial system wanted to put me away. Society gave up on me. Nobody trusted me. Nobody believed in me. But God held on to me. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. I got to praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise on tonight. Come on, enter in with all faith, amen. Come surrendered all over to the Lord our God, amen. Withholding nothing, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his, hallelujah, his mighty firmament. Come on, praise him for his mighty acts, amen. Praise him according to his excellence and greatness, amen. Praise him with the sounds of the trumpets. Praise him with the tremble and dance. Praise him with the string instruments and flutes. Come on, praise him with the loud cymbals and praise him with the clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Come on, come on. Enter in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come on, surrendering all over to the Lord our God, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we come to give you all honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we come thanking you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Oh, Lord, we thank you, oh God, that you're with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Lord, we come to be changed on tonight, oh Lord. Oh, Lord, change us and make us more like you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, do a new thing in us right now, oh God. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Father God, creating us a clean heart. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you that it is done. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, for keeping us. Amen. Oh, Lord, speak to the blood on tonight. For we know that life of the flesh is in the blood. Amen. Oh, Lord, let our hearts be with the rhythm of life. Amen. Oh, Lord, strengthen us, oh God. Oh, Lord, be our strength and let us receive with supernatural strength and keep on keeping on in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. If we had 1,000 tongues apiece, we still can thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we ask that you fill these, your temples, with as much Shekinah glory as possible. And Lord, we ask in Jesus Christ's mighty name that you release your warring angels to war against any spirits designed to stop our prayers from being answered. Amen. We decree and declare with all faith that our prayers, hallelujah, will not be earthbound, but they will ascend into the supernatural. So we thank you right now by faith for answering prayers in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth concerning us and those in our family and all that we bring to you this midnight hour. Lord, we thank you, O God, that you've ordained this time and this hour. That we can come boldly to the throne room of grace that we may receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord God, we come to you in true repentance on tonight of our sins. And we ask you to forgive us for all our sins, known and unknown sins, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, forgive us for all our transgression, trespasses, and iniquities, Father God. Oh, Lord, purge us right now with his stopping. We shall be cleansed. Wash us, and we shall be white as snow, oh, Lord. Creating us a clean heart, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. We praise you, Lord, and we thank you, Lord God, for all that you've given us, amen. We thank you, Lord God, for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're about to do, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for all the blessings that you've given us and that you continue to give us every day. As we come to you, Lord, we humble ourselves under your mighty hand, amen, that we may be forgiven and delivered from all that's not of you right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we ask you to clear our minds of any preconceived thoughts, confusion, or deception. We ask you, Lord, to block anything that's not of you, and that we hear your voice and only your voice, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for words of wisdom that we receive from you, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we ask you, Lord God, in complete faith and confidence that you will not allow any words to be spoken from our mouth that are not your words. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We come against every hindering spirit on the line right now. Amen. We come against every spirit of confusion, every spirit of doubt and disbelief, every spirit of limitation, stagnation, procrastination, every spirit of destruction and death, every spirit of anger, rage, and wrath and bitterness. We come against every spirit of sickness and disease, ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, and viruses known and unknown to men. We
come against the spirit of oppression and depression, fear and pride, of guilt, shame and condemnation, poverty, lack and death, of the spirit of gluttony, the gossiping spirit, and we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And any other spirit that's operating us outside the Holy Spirit, we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you for this deliverance on tonight. We blind the eyes of the evil watcher. We silence the tongue of the evil speaker, and we deafen their ears. We decree and declare that they will not be able to locate us in the spirit or the natural. They will not be able to hear our prayers or conversations unless we speak directly to them. They will not be able to speak any evil against our life or those in our family. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we bless your holy name. Lord, we ask, oh God, hallelujah, for divine order for our lives and those in our family. Lord, we pray, oh God, hallelujah, for spiritual alignment, oh God, of spiritual growth, oh God, that you will strengthen our spirit, man, oh God, as we die daily to the flesh, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Holy Spirit, we pray right now that you will quicken us so that we can hear our Heavenly Father's voice and lead us in prayer, amen. We come seeking thee first, your kingdom and all your righteousness, amen. Oh, Heavenly Father, we bow and worship before you, amen. We come to you with praise and with thanksgiving. We come to you with humility and fear and trembling. We come to you in the gratitude and love through the precious blood of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Heavenly Father, we present to you ourselves, our family, and our property and all that we have. Amen. By the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, we bind the power of Satan's demons and all dominion of darkness seeking entrance into our lives and those in our family. We bind any demonic assignment spoken or sent against us. Amen. And we present, hallelujah, we pronounce them to be no effect. Amen. For this reason, the Son of God was made manifest to destroy the works of the devil. According to 1 John 3 and 8, we decree and declare that the ways of and works of darkness over all of us is broken and destroyed. And hallelujah, we bind the satanic force of nature from harming any property that we possess in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we ask you to expose and bring into light negative inner vows and strongholds that contradict your word and will. Amen. By the breath of your spirit, oh God, release your truth as a sword to expose falsehood, curses of self-rejection, self-hatred, and reactive hatred and bitterness towards others. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, we take up the sword of your word, oh God, and we cut ourselves free from the bondage of generational strongholds and ungodly character defects. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, of Nazareth, we renounce our relationship dishonoring unto you, Lord God. Heavenly Father, we break the power of soul ties over our minds and emotions for ourselves and for those people, amen. We proclaim our freedom, amen, to be children of Yahweh, God, to live as you intended us to live, filled and overflowing with the light and power of your Holy Spirit, filled with the light and love of Jesus Christ, amen. We claim the full protection of the shed blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, over all, hallelujah, over our individual lives and our marriages, our families, our possession, our churches, our neighborhood, our town, our nations, amen. You, O Lord, are a shield about us, our glory, and the lift up our heads. Amen. And it's in Jesus Christ's mighty name, Lord, we pray and we thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we can't thank you enough on tonight. We thank you, Lord God, for the beat of our heart. Lord God, we pray for healing right now for ourselves and those in our family, oh God. We pray, oh God, for spiritual healing, or physical healing, or emotional healing right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, give us new eyes to see and new ears to hear from you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, remove every spiritual numbness, every spiritual blindness, every spiritual ignorance, every spiritual sleep, hallelujah, that they put us in, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Awaken our sleeping spirits, oh God, so that we can receive, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray for divine positioning right now. Oh, Lord, positions that we can receive from you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray, oh God, that you will honor our steps, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we will truly be blessed, oh God, and be under your mighty wing, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. We decree and declare through the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we are redeemed out of the hand of Satan, amen. And through the blood of Jesus Christ, amen, all our sins are forgiven. Through the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son continually cleanses us from our sins, amen. Through the blood of Jesus Christ, we are justified, made righteous, just if we never sin, amen. Through the blood of Jesus Christ, we are sanctified, made holy, set apart unto God, amen. Through the blood of Jesus Christ, we are cleansed, amen, of our conscience from dead works to serve the living God, amen. And we decree and declare that we are blessed by God, hallelujah, and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that God has raised Jesus Christ from the dead, and that he, hallelujah, Jesus Christ is Lord, amen. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue which rises up against us in judgment you shall condemn. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and the righteousness is from me, says the Lord our God. Amen. We decree and declare that we are crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, we live, yet not, hallelujah, hallelujah, but Christ liveth in us. Amen. And the life which we now live is in the flesh. We live by faith of the Son of God who loved us and gave himself for us. Amen. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ that we are washed, sanctified, justified in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth by the Spirit of God. Our bodies is a temple of the Holy Spirit of God who is in us, whom we have received from God. We are not our own. We've been bought with a price. We desire to walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ. We're saved from wrath by him and justified by the blood of the Lamb. We submit ourselves to God who gives more grace to the humble, and he will lift us up. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Behold, the Lord Jesus Christ has given unto us power to tread serpents and scorpions and over all power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. Amen. We cast down vain imagination, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and we bring every thought captive to the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ. We yield no ground to Satan. We take back all that we've ever surrendered to him in the past and acknowledge that the Lord Jesus Christ is Lord, hallelujah, of our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, thanks be to God, which has given us the victory through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Amen. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name, Father God. Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough on this day, amen, this new day, amen, hallelujah, that you've blessed us with. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that we can decree and declare and receive victory right now, amen. We decree and declare that, God, the battle is already won. God is removing the enemy, amen. We decree and declare that our God will take care of the enemy that has come against us and those in our family. Well, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare that our God is preserving us for what he has ordained for us, amen. We decree and declare that we have won the victory. Amen. We decree and declare that greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world, because we have Christ on the inside. Amen. We believe God has sent his word and it will not return void. Amen. We decree and declare that God has finally anointed us to do his will. We decree and declare that God has given us divine healing and divine life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We expect the victory that Jesus won, the victory for us on the cross. God's favor and blessings are on us right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we expect God's mercy and grace on us today. Amen. We expect God's favor on us today. We expect, hallelujah, God to extend our life to the next rapture. Amen. We decree and declare that God is going to give us a supernatural increase to the next rapture. We decree and declare we shall live and not die. Because, hallelujah, we decree and declare the works of the Lord. Amen. We decree and declare that God's favor is on us, and that he has given us strength, wisdom, blessing, and peace. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we know you to be a God of turnaround. So, Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that every situation concerning us and those in our family and all that we love, that you will turn it all around for our good. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We speak life and hallelujah, not death. We speak blessing and not cursing. Amen. For we are blessed of the Lord, and that that God has blessed, no man can curse. Amen. And Lord, we just want to say thank you that we can decree and declare, hallelujah, Psalm 23. For Lord God, you are our shepherd, and we shall not want, and goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We call upon you, God of all comfort. Hallelujah. That you will comfort those who have lost loved ones, oh God. We call upon you, God, of our hope, that you restore the hope, oh God, to the hopeless. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Let peace come and be still in the hearts and the life of your children, oh God. Let us receive joy, unspeakable joy right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, just hallelujah. We can't thank you enough. Hallelujah. We'll forever be thanking, Lord God. Hallelujah. We'll never get tired of thanking you because you're worthy of all praise and thanksgiving. We give it all over to you, Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, we can't thank you enough. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We put on us right now the full armor of God. Amen. And we cover ourselves and those in our family with the full armor of God. And we decree and declare the full armor of God covers us from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. And we take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy sent our way right now. Amen. And we take the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against all the forces of hell that try to come into our lives. And we decree and declare victory. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we thank you, thank you, thank you. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now. Amen. Hallelujah. Over every prayer that went forth, every family member and loved one, over the body of Christ. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and answers for us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, sanctifies us, makes all things new, heals us. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. Lord, we pray for traveling grace and mercy on tonight for those in our family and ourselves that will be traveling on the road this day or traveling this night and wee hours of the morning. Lord, we pray, oh God, for traveling grace and mercy. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. Amen. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building, a place, like everywhere our feet may tread, heads may lay. Amen. Over every vehicle. Amen. Hallelujah. Over our homes, over our sleep on tonight. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, for your shed blood that has done it all. Amen. It continues to work. Amen. Hallelujah. And we bless your name, God. We decree and declare all is well with us that we are blessed. Amen. Because you, Heavenly Father, have blessed us. And we are going from glory to glory to glory. And we thank you for it, Lord. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you command the morning to take hold of the ends of the earth and shake the wicked out right now. We decree and declare that we have dominion over the devil in the morning. Lord, make the hours of the morning to rejoice. Hallelujah. We receive your loving kindness every morning that we thank you. Oh, Lord, release the beauty of your holiness from the womb of the morning right now. Let your life break forth in our life as the morning. Amen. Let your judgments come upon the enemy morning by morning. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, you're going forth as prepared as the morning. And we pray that you will come as the rain, the latter, the former rain upon the earth. Lord, you visit us every morning that we thank you. Lord, you awaken us morning by morning. You awaken our ear to hear us and learn. We will not be afraid of the arrow that flies by day or the terror that comes by night. Amen. Lord, show forth your salvation, our life from day to day. We bind the free child in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind any attack upon our life at night right now in those in our family in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and those that we love and concerned about. We take authority over every demon that is hell released against us and our family at night. Amen. Oh, Lord, let the evening tide trouble the enemies that would attack our life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind and rebuke every spirit that would creep against us and those in our family at night. Amen. We bind and rebuke the pest that walks in darkness. Amen. We hallelujah. We decree and declare with all faith that we will rest at night because the Lord gives us sleep. Amen. Oh, Lord, let your angels guard and protect us and those in our family and loved ones at night. Amen. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. Lord, give up deliverance of the night season. Lord, let our rains instruct us in the night season. Amen. Hallelujah. Your song shall be with us in the night. Amen. We will meditate upon you in the night watches. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. We receive your knowledge in the night. We receive your faithfulness every night. Amen. Hallelujah. We bind and rebuke every vampire spirit right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind and rebuke all spirits of incubus and succubus. Amen. That will attack us at night and those in our family. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind and take authority over all nightmares and demonic dreams at night. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. We are standing our word whole night. Amen. And we just want to thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we're the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath, and we don't owe anyone anything but to love them. We are the righteousness of God. Amen. Clothed within his power and authority of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. Filled with the Holy Spirit of promise. Healed by the stripes of Jesus. Children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. Walking in our season of record-breaking miracles. Amen. Of God's blessing and favor. God's mercy and grace. God's love and protection and provision for our life. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise. Amen. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, open up your mouth and just thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. We're still here. Amen. He didn't have to do it, but God did. Amen. Hallelujah. The devil tried, but God said no. Amen. Come on, come on. Let's give God some praise. We thank you, Lord. You didn't have to do it, Lord, but you did it here. Oh, God, we bless your name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hey, we don't take you for granted, oh, God. We love you. We thank you, Lord, for keeping us, oh God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Fire the motion of the baby. Come on. Fire the motion. Oh, will you just thank him all tonight? Amen. Would you lift him up right there in the name of Jesus? Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we bless your name, God. Amen and amen. Glory to the Most High God, who is the head of my life and the lifter of my head. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit that leads and guides and direct us. Amen. Come on, come on. Let's give God some praise. We are still here, and we are growing stronger. Amen. We are growing stronger, and we're growing stronger. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm not tired. I'm not weak. Amen. I am strong in the Lord. Hallelujah. The body may want one thing, but the spirit is always willing. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us that the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. God bless you. God bless you. On tonight, as we are on day 12 here in position, this midnight hour. Want to know how you're doing? It's midnight hour. We welcome you with the love of Christ. Jamil, God bless you. Welcome, and how you doing this midnight hour?
Oh, hello, hello. Can you hear me?
Yay. Glory to God.
Oh. Okay, I'm doing good. I hope everybody is doing well. And I finally made it on the first.
Amen. So glad you made it. So glad you made it. And she kept trying to get on, and her line kept hanging up, and she just kept calling back in. I said, what's going on? She said, my line keep hanging up. But we thank God that you're here on tonight. And I pray that you receive it.
Praise God.
If for some reason the enemy wanted to keep you off this line, and I know how excited you was when it came, and I said, hey, we're going to be on for 21 days at midnight. He's like, I'm so excited. And I say, well, yeah. So God bless you. God keep you. I pray that you walk in expectation, trusting God even more. Amen. Speaking over yourself, the word of God, and silence the mouth of the enemy. Every time he tries to speak, you shut him up. In the name of Jesus, God bless you. God keep you, Jamil. We love you, and we thank God for you. So good to have you on the line.
Love you.
Amen.
I don't, you know what, Jamil, I don't know what line I had it open, but did you hang up and call right back again?
My phone keep hanging up.
Okay. Oh, yeah, we were blessing it's you in the name of Jesus. Just stay with us. Time.
I said literally when I started to talk, the phone hung up, so I didn't hear anything.
Well, we bless you in the name of the Lord, just speaking blessing and life over you in the name of Jesus. And I'm saying keep walking in expectation, trusting God, and silence the mouth of the enemy. Every time he tries to speak, you just shut him up and tell him what thus said the Lord. Amen. You are a child of God, and God has called you and ordained you for such a time as this. Amen. God bless you. We love you. I love you.
Thank
God.
I'm
sorry,
hang it up.
And we just fall back in until we hang up for the night. Amen. Hallelujah.
We did like 10 times.
Glory
like 10
to God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. Hey, Sharon, God bless you. Welcome. And how you doing this midnight hour?
Good morning. I'm doing wonderful, wonderful. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm just
praising
the Lord. I have a vision that I'm going to be the first lady. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It came to me about an hour ago. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Only God can do it. I'm telling you, only God is able. And he got to look and look like God did it. Nobody, everybody say, oh, that's nothing but God. Can't, ain't no way man can do that. Nothing but God. Amen. That's what I want. I want a God blessing to me. Amen. I want a godly transformation.
I be around here thinking, you know, we pray.
I got to call somebody lined up because I can't hear. I got a lot of feedback. And let me just close everybody line up. So we can hear you. Go ahead.
I be around here thinking if you don't believe and you don't have the faith, because I know, like I was telling y'all last night, that I did everything but kill a baby and burn down a church. And I don't do those things no more. I mean, I'm just exaggerating, but, you know, I've done some things. Like I used to steal from Walmart. I used to lie. I used to fornicate, all of that. And I just don't want to do that no more. So I know that ain't nothing but the Holy Spirit walking through
here. Nothing but the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you.
You
I always say, I think I'll say my mom.
When you pray and you got to believe and you got to have the faith.
You got to believe.
If you don't, it's just empty.
Yes, my Lord, my God. I was telling my mom, I said, if only the family knows, somebody is always praying for them. I'm always praying for my family. Amen. Call you by name every day. My Aunt Sharon, my Aunt Bridget. Amen. My brother, my sister, calling my name.
Every day.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank God for you. You've been on here with me the whole 12 days. And I know you're going to see me through to the 21 days. So I'm just excited. Hallelujah. So God bless you, Aunt Sharon. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right there. Glory to God. Mama Sharon, go and God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this midnight hour?
Bless you all on the telephone.
Oh, bless you, yes.
Good. All the time.
Amen. All the time.
All
yes, Lord.
And God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for touching me.
Thank you, Lord.
And
yes, Lord.
My family. And
amen.
I just thank God.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
And I know God will answer prayer. Because he has
Amen.
Amen.
And the name of Jesus.
Be on
Hallelujah.
Again.
Amen.
Thank God.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. I'm going to share God. You know I love you so much. And I just love the Holy Spirit that's in you. I'm telling you, you can't tell whether it's 12 o'clock in the afternoon or 12 at midnight when you get on here. You have the same excitement, enthusiasm about
Ooh,
God and what God
Lord.
Is doing. Amen.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lord. Lord.
Helping others, encouraging others. Amen. To be on fire for the Lord. Amen.
Fire.
Anytime. Hallelujah, God. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. Hiya.
Love you, baby.
Amen. Amen. Love you too. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Swan, God bless you. Welcome. And how you doing this midnight hour?
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm grateful to be on the line with you all.
Amen.
And I just come expecting God to move mighty. And I'm just grateful to be here. I'm grateful for another chance. I'm grateful that, I'm grateful for God's grace and for God's mercy. You know, I feel I'm thankful because I feel like God blesses us to continue to be here, even though, you know, we may not feel worthy or deserving, but we were bought, our life was bought with a price, so. I'm glad to do what God will have us to do. So, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm telling you all, just being here and getting on the line and not taking it for granted, because some people didn't make it to the midnight hour. They didn't make it to see this new day that God has blessed us with. When I logged in for work this morning, my coworker sent me all these messages about people had passed away. One lady, son was 34 years old, had a heart attack, and they called, and she passed away. And so they called the mother to tell him that he had passed away from a heart attack. And then she passed away, too, with a heart attack. When she got the news about her son, she passed away. They both passed away. And then another message about a young lady who died in a house fire. She's 40 years old. And then it's just a lot of stuff. Phone calls from members that lost their lady, lost her husband just last night. Just, you know, thanking God that we're here and not taking life for granted and truly receiving the peace that God gives in this life. You know, you have a choice. You really have a choice. You have a will. The will to do what God has called us to do, to let God's will be done, or to go about your own way. But you have a choice. And you don't have to allow this world to take you under, amen, and just know that you are a child of God, amen. So God bless you. And I'm just speaking to everybody on the line today. I'm just so grateful. And that's why we get on the call, whether it's 5 in the morning, we have prayer, or it's 12 midnight or whatever. I'm excited because God has kept us. I'm excited because God has called us. And that we have this opportunity that a lot of us need for a time of restoration and refreshing. Amen. Because whether you believe that, if you're in ministry, there comes a time where you do get tired. You need that time. You need that time to be encouraged. You need that time of strengthening. You need that time of refreshing. And so I just thank God for this opportunity to be up in prayer at midnight. And I thank God for the Holy Spirit. So God bless you. Twan, I love you. We love you so much. Hallelujah.
I love you. Hallelujah. And you know what? I want to say one thing. I got a chance to speak to a young man as I was trying to get benefits. And he was just, you know, so lively and so nice. And I asked him, I was getting ready to say, you know, God bless you. But I had to ask him, do you believe in God? He said, you know, I'm not really religious. I said, okay, you know, that's fine. I said, you just, you are exhibiting the fruit of the Spirit. You know, when you get a chance, go and look it up. I encourage you to. I said, but I'm a firm believer in God, you know, and I believe that there is a heaven and a hell. And I believe that the way to heaven is through Jesus Christ, you know. But I said, I thanked him, you know, for he may not feel like he's a religious and, you know, he's a spiritual, or, you know, that there's necessary to believe in a God. But, you know, he did exhibit that. And I just pray that he has an encounter with God, and that those souls, you know, people's souls are actually saved, and they understand that the gate is narrow and the way to heaven is through Jesus. So, but he was such a nice person, you know, such a great person. So, you know, I was just praying to God and asking God, you know, in regards to that and, you know, just the understanding and things in relation to people who don't believe but that are just good people and exhibit that. And, you know, they have that light and that love within them, you know, but they just don't have the they just haven't had that encounter or just don't have the knowledge or the wisdom yet. So.
All right, all right. Well, God bless you. Thank you for sharing, because there is many people that are good people that do not believe and have not received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And it is our prayer that all be saved, and that's why Jesus has not come back yet, so that everybody has an opportunity to receive to receive the Word of God and have the opportunity to receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. So there are many good, I mean, people that are good and sweet and everything, but they do not believe, and it's all about your belief. It is. It comes down to your belief at the end of the day and everything. No matter how good you do on this earth and how good you are, if you have not received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I just, you know, I just pray. That's all my thing. When somebody passed away, did they have Christ? Did they receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior? They say. And so definitely what you're saying is very necessary. So God bless you. Thank you for sharing. We love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Cousin Doretha, God bless you. Welcome. And how you doing this midnight hour?
I'm blessed. And guess what? My sister didn't have to wake me up. God had me already woken. I thank the Lord that I was already woken. I want you to pray for me and keep praying for my family. I love you all, and I love you all, family. And God is so good. He brings us together at midnight to praise him, and I thank
Amen.
Lord. Amen.
Thank you. Amen and amen. God bless you. God keep you. We love you, Cousin Doretha. We thank God for you. You are such a blessing. Hallelujah. You have been on the line for 3 years, I'm telling you, whether in Sunday service or family prayer or midnight prayer or 5 a.m. prayer or 6 a.m. So I just thank God for you. We love you. Love you so, so much. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus. Amen and amen. Kenyatta, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this midnight hour?
I am blessed and just rejoicing in the Lord. I just want to give God another sacrifice of thanksgiving. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
all
you,
right,
Father,
come
for keeping us throughout the day, for protecting us from things that we did not see. Father, we just thank you. We just praise you. We just
thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory.
God bless you, God. We're so glad to have you back on the line. Amen. Going strong with us, touching and agreeing with combined faith.
Yes.
We definitely thank God for you. We love you so much. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. You're so welcome. I am so grateful, you all. I can't say it enough on tonight. Just thanking God for you. God has truly blessed my whole soul, I'm telling you. And just having you all on tonight means so much, coming in agreement with your faith on tonight. My scripture tonight is going to be coming from the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 5 through 7. That's the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 5 through 7. Amen. The Bible says in the New King James Version, in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 5 through 7, by faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. The Bible says in verse 6, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Verse 7 says, hallelujah, by faith Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. Amen. What is the Bible saying? Hallelujah. What is the Bible saying? When we understand what God is saying and what Scripture is saying on tonight, believing
that God exists is only the beginning. Even the demons believe that much. God will not settle for mere acknowledgement of his existence. He wants your faith to lead to a personal dynamic relationship. See, the great church leader of Augustine was among the first to ponder the relationship of faith to reason. He concluded that I believe in order to understand, meaning that true understanding follows commitment to God. We cannot hope to understand God by human reason alone. Almost 900 years after Augustine, the great theologian Thomas Aquinas wrote this, that reason why married by sin, by marred by sin, can know God through arguments and proofs. See, God has given us minds, and they should be developed and used. See, to ignore intellectual growth is to live a stunted and naive life. God wants our trust and faith, even while we ponder and wonder about so many matters that are mysterious to us. God has spoken to us to our minds, our hearts, and our wills in the person of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We do not believe in a void nor leap into the dark. Faith is reasonable. Through reason alone cannot explain the whole of it. Use your mind to think through your faith, but leave room to the unexplainable works of God. Sometimes we wonder, when we look at verse 6 here, sometimes we wonder about the faith of those who haven't heard of Christ and have never even had a Bible to read. God assures us that all who honestly seek him, who act in faith on the knowledge of God that they possess, will be rewarded. So when you tell others the gospel, like Twan did, when you tell others the gospel and encourage them to be honest and diligent in their search for truth, and many of us on this line have, amen, those who hear the gospel, however, are responsible for what they have heard. Amen. Noah experienced rejection because he was different from his neighbors. God commanded him to build a huge boat in the middle of dry land, and although God's command seemed foolish, Noah obeyed him. Amen. He obeyed it. Noah's obedience made him appear strange to his neighbors, just as the new belief of Jewish Christians undoubtedly made them stand out from theirs. As you obey God, do not be surprised if others give you labels or regard you as different. Your obedience makes you do what God has called you to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Remember, if God asks you to do something, he will give you the necessary strength to carry out the task. I pray that God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word. It is my prayer that we all be the doers of the word of God. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray, we believe, we receive. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. At this time, we're going to have our prayer petition. If your prayers already went forth and you believe that by faith, just say amen, amen, hallelujah. And Sharon, God bless you. Go ahead.
I read, I think it was in Exodus or Leviticus, about ignorance. Now, when I was ignorant and I didn't know some of the things that's in the Bible, it kind of scared me because I did these things and I didn't know that I wasn't supposed to be doing. Well, I know right from wrong. I know I'm supposed to follow the Ten Commandments. But by being ignorant to some of the things that I read, it put a fear in me, you know, early part of the day. So I just need understanding on that part. I know that God forgive you, right, when you confess your sins and repent. But I'm just glad that I'm not ignorant anymore, and I know right from wrong now, because I was lost before I started, you know, reading the Bible and, you know, getting the understanding of the Holy Spirit, you know, guiding me this and that and giving me more, you know, more knowledge and getting me closer and closer to Jesus where I need to be. And so my prayer is, you know, to continue, that God continue to bless me with the Holy Spirit as I go to and fro this earth. And I'm just trying to make it up yonder. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. We'll take some time. You know, I know you used to be part of the church with us and come to Bible study. Okay, yes, you're still part of the church, so we thank God for you. Come on back in and have Bible study. We used to have Saturday school, but just give you an understanding, we could set some time aside so I can better explain those things to you in scripture. But let us pray, Heavenly Father. We just want to say thank you, oh God, Lord, that your daughter, as she seek you more, oh God, that you will reveal to her, oh God, the mysteries of your word, and because she'll have a great understanding. Lord, where there's no understanding, oh God, let understanding come right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, let her receive your divine knowledge and wisdom and understanding, oh God, of your word, so that she can apply it to her daily life and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight. Amen. That she will be more than just a reader and a hearer of your word, but she will be a doer of your word. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, we pray, oh God, that your Holy Spirit rest upon her always, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that she would be led and guided and instructed by your Holy Spirit all the days of her life. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, let her receive fresh oil upon her head, oh God, and let her garments to remain right with you, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. I see the blood of Jesus Christ over you right now, and I decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ sanctifies you, justifies you, cleanses you, amen, makes all things new. It heals you, amen, inside out. It restores you, amen. It keeps you, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood that covers your daughter and protects her. And it's in Jesus Christ's mighty name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you and share. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah, God. Amen. We have about 8-10 minutes left on the line. You also know a lot of times we want to have a little bit more conversation, but I'm not telling you to shorten it, let the Holy Spirit use you and move, but we just want to be mindful of the time as well. So God bless you. Jamil, God bless you. Go ahead. Jamil, are you still there? Jamil? Okay, I can't hear Jamil. I don't know if y'all can hear or not. All right, we'll just go. We'll come back to you, Jamil, just in case. Okay. Oh, you're on with Twan. Okay. Let's go to Twan line. Okay, Jamil?
Can you hear me now?
Are you on with Twan? Okay, yeah, I got Twan's line open. Okay, go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you on Twan's line. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Are you taking prayer petitions right now? Because the phone kept hanging up.
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, I just pray for strength in my walk, and then I just get pulled out the, I get pulled back up out of whatever I'm in.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I get back to a space where I'm stronger in the spirit.
Amen. Amen. Well, let us pray, Heavenly Father. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, as your daughter come on tonight, oh God, we come touching and agreeing, oh God, with your daughter, for your word says, well, there are two or more gathered in your name, touching and agreeing, there you are in the midst. So, Lord, we come, oh God, with combined faith, oh God, lifting your daughter up to you this day, oh God, that there may be a time of refreshing, oh God, of restoration. Holy Spirit, we call upon you right now, Holy Spirit of God, to fill her fresh right now, fill her fresh where she's been empty, fill her fresh, Holy Spirit, renew her, renew the fire within her, renew the zeal, the passion, and the desire to serve you, Lord God, even the more. Renew her right now, Holy Spirit. Refresh her, Lord, I pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Heavenly Father, incubate her with your fire of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every anti-abundance in your life, I command you to break and be destroyed right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Wherever the devil has put limitations that you will not have the power of God on your life, we break and destroy those limitations right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just
want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, set a fire, God. Set a fire with your Holy Ghost. Oh, Lord, set a fire. Let the fire become like a furnace. Let the fire be even more. Let the fire become contagious. Amen. Hallelujah. That anyone should touch and be around will catch fire of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I pray right now for divine order and position for the life of your daughter. Amen. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you. My Lord, my God. We can't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you. We call you blessed. We call you favored by God. Amen. Hallelujah. Ordained by the Most High God for such a time as this. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless you. God keep you, Jamel. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. Come on. Go ahead.
Oh, there, can I say
Jamel, you want to say something?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. Uh-huh.
Today I didn't say it out my mouth, but I heard it, like my prayer, that somebody come get me. But I didn't call nobody, but y'all called me. Y'all text me.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And come and get me.
Yeah,
and I knew I would start crying. Oh, hold on. Then somebody come and get me.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Yeah,
yes, we thank God.
By myself.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. We thank God. That's what we're here for. We're here to encourage one another. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's why it's always good to have hollow men and women of God around you to come get you, to pick you back up, because we all going to need a time of pickup and a help to get back there, because you got to understand that's a war that you're fighting because you're on Jesus' side. So the enemy is always trying to attack you. He wants to attack our prayer life. Amen. He wants to attack us coming together. He wants to break unity. Amen. He wants to cause division and separation, you know. And so that's when we call one another and say, hey, where you at? I'm thinking about you. Come on, let's pray. I'm praying for you. Come on in. So we thank God. So we just rejoice. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, tonight. So God bless you. God bless you. May every tear that you cry bring joy to your spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. And peace to your home. God bless you. We love you. And we thank God for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Poor God bless you. Go ahead.
God is good. I want to, I touch and agree, and I receive all the prayers that went forth for myself and those that I love and I'm concerned about. And I want to just say and lift my daughter Tegan up in prayer. I know she is chosen. I know God has plans for her life, but I know the enemy is just trying to disturb her and try to consume her. And, you know, or do what the enemy does. And so I just pray that God continues to give her strength, even at a young age, to come up and give her the tools, even at a young age, to fight against the enemy in the spiritual realm, because she is chosen, and I know she is. And so I just want to lift her up. She's a beautiful soul. That's my baby girl. And she is the reason. She was one of the people when God birthed her in me. God was doing something spiritually within me. And so that's whenever my walk with God started, whenever she was born. So I know she is chosen. I just want to lift her up in prayer.
Amen. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the children, Father God. You said that children are blessed, and amen, hallelujah. So we just want to say thank you, Lord God. And while we pray for the life, health, and strength, and the peace of Tegan right now, God, we pray, oh God, that your hedge of protection be around the mind and thoughts, oh God, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we ask that there be a great pouring in, oh God. Oh, Lord, let it be that vessel that will speak your word to other little children, amen, that will help them and bring them out of harm's way, amen. And we just want to say say thank you. We cancel every assignment of Satan and his agents against the life of the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, and we decree and declare victory over our life right now. Amen. She shall walk, amen, and live a life that is godly and upright in the name of Jesus Christ. And she will grow, as I pray, that she will grow up to be a woman of God. Amen. Oh, Lord, that she will be led and directed and guided by your Holy Spirit all the days of our life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Like you use Jeremiah in the Bible, God, that you will follow you put your words in our mouth. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, morning that she would not fear, but knowing that you are with her always. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, I ask that you bless her mother, bless her father, bless all that's connected to her. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, I ask that you give her mother the tools of God, hallelujah, and the knowledge that she will need to raise this child. Amen. Hallelujah. And the way that you will have her to grow and be. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. Amen. Mama Sharon Gordon, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you all, and I'm going along with the prayers tonight in the name of our Lord Savior Jesus Christ. And we just trust in God that our prayers will be answered in the name of
Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you for touching and agreeing on tonight. Amen. With all faith, it is so, and it shall be no other way. We just thank you, Father God, right now for it, and we thank you, Lord God, for a long life. Amen. We pray, oh God, that you will continue to bless your daughter, your servant, Sharon Gordon, with long life, oh God, and bless her family, oh God. Amen. Hallelujah, oh God. We pray that every time we pray, oh God, for those, oh God, in the family, oh God, huh? If they're in harm's way, oh God, that you will remember her prayers, oh God, and bring them out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, as she turns 70 years old next month, oh, God, Lord, we pray that you will bless her with long life and good health, oh, God, and strength, oh, God, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, restore to the days of her youth, oh, God, amen. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, strengthen every bone in her body, oh, God. Let healing spring up right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Let her not be feeble, oh, God, but strengthen, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ with a supernatural strength. My Lord, my God, hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. It's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you and God keep you. Amen. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my Maria, kishatabaha. For the sake of time, you're always going to be wrapping up here shortly here. The system has already warned me that the hour is up. Amen. But I do want to hear from Sister Cousin Dorita and Kian Kenyatta. So, Cousin Dorita, God bless you. Go ahead.
I just want you all to pray for the land and thank the Lord that we sacrifice and get on the land and praise Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, that you will keep the line, oh God, that you will sustain the line for us. Father God, you have called us for such a time as this. So, Lord, we just pray, oh God, that you will continue to pour might into this line that we can come into it, oh God, and receive from you, from your Holy Spirit, oh God. Let this be a well, oh God, that we can pull from each and every time we come and receive and be refreshed, be restored, oh God, be renewed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We decree and declare by faith that it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. God bless you. Cousin Dorita, we love you. We thank God for you. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Kenyatta, God bless you. Go ahead.
I just want to thank God again and just thank him for faith, because faith is the currency of heaven. So, Father, thank you. And I just declare more faith over us, Lord, that we will walk in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. Lord, I just pray, oh God, that you would bless your daughter even the more, Father God, that you would show her even the more, oh God. Oh Lord, that you would bless her mouth, oh God. Give her new words, oh God. Let her speak your word, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that will help and heal and deliver and set your children free. Amen. Those that she would come in contact with, Lord God, even the lost, oh God, that they would hear her, oh God, and turn and ask, how can I be saved? Amen. Let your glory be seen upon her, Father God. Oh Lord, fill her with thy Shekinah glory to overflowing. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We decree and declare we are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. Amen. And it shall be no other way. And we thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray and we receive. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. God bless you. Kenyatta, God bless you. We love you. We definitely thank God for it. It is such a blessing to have you on the line. So I'm looking forward to you being on the line until the 21st. I'm going to have to be calling you and say, hey, we got. Amen and amen. Well, glory to God.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Amen and amen. Glory to the Most High God. As we get ready to wrap up here, I just want to lift up my husband, Pastor Dorsey Manning, and our children, the family members and loved ones. I want to pray, oh God, pray for everyone's strength, oh God, that oh God will open up doors. He is looking for employment. I'm just praying that God will open up doors for him and bring employment, not just any type of employment, but employment that they'll be able to take care of his family and be able to do the more. So we just praying for him and all that we love. We're praying about every household on the line. Everyone is connected to us. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. As we get ready to close out here, I do want to pray over us before we leave here off the line on tonight. I'm just praying for deliverance here. So, Father God, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Lord, we pray, oh God, let deliverance come right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Anything that's not of you, Father God, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, let us and our families be delivered. Lord, I pray right now that you'll keep our soul and deliver us. Be pleased, oh Lord, to deliver us. Make haste, oh God, and deliver us and those in our family. Deliver us in your righteousness. Deliver us, oh God, out of the hand of the enemy. Deliver us from the persecutors. Deliver us out of the waters, oh God. Deliver us from the oppression of men. Lord, deliver us according to your word in Psalm 119 and 170. Amen. Oh, Lord, deliver our soul from lying lips and deceitful tongue according to Psalm 120 and 2. Oh, Lord, deliver us from the enemies and hide us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, surround us with songs of deliverance. Amen. Oh, Lord, command deliverance for our life. Amen. Deliver us from all fears, oh God. Deliver us out of trouble, oh God. Oh, Lord, deliver us from those in our family, from those who hate us. Amen. Deliver us from distresses. Oh, Lord, sing your word and deliver us out of destruction. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, deliver our soul from death and our eyes from tears and our feet from falling. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we call upon your name. Amen. We call upon your name, Lord Jesus. And we decree and declare that we're delivered. Amen. Deliver us from the power of the lion. Oh, Lord, through your knowledge, we decree and declare that we're delivered. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Through your wisdom, we're delivered. Amen. We receive miracles of deliverance right now for our life, for the life of our family and loved ones. And we thank you for Lord, we bless your holy name, Lord God, and it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. Hallelujah. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. It's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you.
God keep you. At this time, I'm going to release the pastor's blessing before the line hang us up. If you have something you want to say, I'll call your name. If you can make it quick, that'll be great. We don't want to get hung up on. Amen. So we'll go. Ain't share anything you'd like to say before we hang up?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ain't share, don't forget to call me on today when you get off work. Amen. Janelle, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Thank y'all for coming to get me.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Tawan, God bless you. Go ahead.
I love you, family. Amen. Amen. And good morning.
Amen. And good morning. Hallelujah. Amen. Mama Sharon Jordan, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Amen. And I love everyone on this phone this morning. Amen.
We love you.
Amen. We love you too. God bless you. Amen. Cousin Doretha, God bless you. Go ahead.
I love everybody, and I'll be looking forward to seeing you all next month. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Kenyatta, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you, be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. Hallelujah. Give us such a hunger and thirst for the things of God that we would desire nothing more than to continually feast upon the truth of your word. May our faith be built so that our enemies are defeated in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, help us to pull down the stronghold of sickness. May the church be a house of healing for wounded lives, broken bodies, and souls in need of your special touch. May, hallelujah, may your favor explode in our lives today. Amen. As you continually demonstrate your loving kindness. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray, we believe, we receive. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. God bless you all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Love you too. God bless you.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever. Of his saving grace on the streets of glory. Let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear him say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. Bow down to the king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you ask him, he'll give you that like can you imagine. Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Get there.